This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hope you had a great weekend. Fine weekend. I kind of unplugged this weekend. I didn't pay attention to a whole lot, as a matter of fact. Just recharged the batteries a little bit. Drove out into Lakes Country. My wife and I had a nice little getaway weekend, and it was very fun. Very nice. I hope you did the same and or maybe you didn't have that luxury. And if you didn't and you were working all weekend, then you were smiling through it all. Todd, what'd you do for the weekend? How'd you best describe your weekend? In a word, what was your weekend?
Relaxing. See? All that sunshine and 83 degrees. Nice. Had to love that.
How about the wind yesterday? Did you get any of that? Hole! Buckets.
It was pretty windy, but that was kind of helpful because you open up the house, you know, that first day in the spring where you can really open up the house and just let the breeze go through. Well, there was plenty of breeze and it went through.
Breeze remains. The winds are gusting to 31 in Fargo, 28 in Grafton. 28 in Gwinner, 21 in Grafton. Gusting up to 21 in, I'll just go through the list here. It's fairly windy. The gusts are what I'm watching here. Northwest to gusting to 29 in Minot. West at 20, gusting to 28 in Carrington. West at 13, gusting to 22 in Rugby. Most of the winds are in the teens. Few of them are in single digits, but not many today. So the wind does continue, but even when it's breezy, it can be relaxing. Kind of a relaxing kind of weekend, which is really, really nice. Really nice stuff. Anyway, Monday edition of the program with a question. I'm just going to start with, what's on your mind today? I'm not going to tell you what's on my mind. I want to know what's on your mind. What has you revved up this morning? Todd, you can't go either. I'm not going to go. You can't go. We'll just bite our lip and ask our fine listeners what's on their mind. This show is, of course, called What's On Your Mind. We very often talk about all kinds of different topics, driven largely by the callers, but we usually will start with a news headline or two, something that's going on in the news, something that's happening that we want to find out what's on your mind related to that particular topic. But we'll leave it to you today. We'll just say, you tell us, at least to start the program here, we'll give you free rein to tell us what's on your mind. Now, how do you do that? You can do that a couple of different ways. The best way, the way we prefer, is for you to call us. Why do we prefer that they call us, Todd? Why is it we say that is our...
Well, I mean, we love to hear voices. It's a lot better to hear, you know, additional voices than just me and Scott reading. Scott and me reading, trying to get the grammar right there. You're going to buzz me.
Your point being that the conversation.
It's a lot better to hear more voices. You're going to buzz myself on that one for that bad grammar. Yeah, the more voices, the better. Otherwise, it's just two people, and who knows if we're actually making things up or they really happened or what.
We don't make things up, folks.
Well, of course we don't. But
it's easier for you to know that when you're calling rather than we're calling.
Exactly.
Reading from text after text after text. So that is the preferred mode, and you can call us at 258-0550. Local telephone number, 258-0550. You can also call us toll-free at 800-228-0550. And if you must, you can leave us a message. you're in a hurry, you want to say something quick and be done, you can do that. You just, when you dial, you have an option. Especially our 24/7 line, we love that. 855-200-1776, okay? You can also text us. I'll give you those numbers in a minute. We did not get a chance on Friday to play our interview with Jeff Sessions, who was in Fargo on Friday, to make some big announcements related to a international opioid case that benefited from great leadership as part of Operation Denial, an organized crime and drug enforcement task force investigation into the international trafficking of fentanyl and other legal drugs. And right here in North Dakota, there are some folks that have been part of that effort. We're going to talk about that with Chris Myers, who is North Dakota's U.S. attorney, coming up a little later on in the program. So you'll hear the interview of the attorney general from Friday, and then also the conversation live with Chris Myers, the U.S. attorney, on all of that coming up on the program, too. I have some clips from the Sunday shows this weekend that we can share. That would be after we find out what's on your mind. Oh, we don't want to take away that opportunity for us to, for you to let us know what's on your mind. There was a certain event this weekend that nationally caught some attention. If I said it, Todd, then I would be telling folks what's on my mind. But I'm kind of curious.
Some attention?
Yeah, did get some attention, right? How about that?
That was a disaster.
Well, somebody's texted about it already. Said, I can't call. Feeding cattle. Poor service. Got it. The roast of Sarah Sanders by that comedian was disrespectful. You don't do that when you are a guest.
There's an understatement.
Never heard of this comedian, and now I know why. Not funny.
Wasn't that pretty much bullying on display?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of it as bullying, but I thought that was, you know, I actually appreciated what happened because it's very obvious. And I think the president has tweeted something to this effect today. I got to go back and find it. I just saw a quick glimpse of it on television, copy of his tweet. But he said the White House Correspondents Center, White House Correspondents Association is dead. And I think media reporting, journalism, as it was intended by the giants of the industry, okay, who really relished the First Amendment, went out and said, we're going to do this. It's dead. The White House Correspondents Association now, in my mind, they're just the official parrots for the swamp, the voice of the swamp. They're an arm of the swamp. And where I think they did us a favor this weekend with that horrendous dinner and horrendous treatment of Sarah Sanders, Kellyanne Conway, Melania Trump, is to let us know how they really think. Expose that a little bit. In other words, you can't act almighty and holier than thou and, oh, you're going to be the, you know, the arbiters of truth, and without us, there will be no truth. And no, you peddle lies. You peddle lies, and you have cocktail parties where you invite filthy, vulgar entertainment. You berate women. Todd's right. That was bullying is what that was. Total bullying.
Could you imagine the outrage if Nick DiPaolo or Dennis Miller were up there during the Obama administration ripping into, I don't know, Michelle or whatever? Imagine the outrage.
Another
Why isn't there this outrage for this?
Good point. Another texter says, I think we should do away with journalist dinners at the White House, especially if taxpayers are paying for it. Either way, they certainly have no morals or values. That is not a taxpayer-funded event. No, it is, you pay a pretty penny to go. To get a table, and the idea is to get a big name guest. And actually, been at that dinner before on a couple of occasions. Brought my wife there. You know who invited me? Ellen Radner. Alan Radner, of course, the Fox News correspondent who is a kind of a token liberal. Yeah. Pretty sure it was Ellen that had a table there. Remember sitting
there. That's why you keep having her on your show in Fargo. Okay. Now we know.
Payback, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I could kill
her. You owe me, Scott.
It really is disgusting, but it's sort of how Washington works. You know, it's CNBC, and you're in the, you get the, you know, the big tux on, you're getting all dressed up, and you go to impress all kinds of people, and it's a bunch of snobbery, and that's how they live. That's their
game. Wasn't the whole point of it, though, to, like, everybody just kind of let their guard down and be themselves and take off the hat and all that stuff, and it really just has gotten away from that.
Yeah, good point. It's definitely gotten away from its intent, that's for sure. The left, again, proving how loving, caring, compassionate, civil they are by blasting Sarah Sanders in front of her face at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, on her way, no less. They are schoolyard bullies. I'm feeding cattle as well. Have a great day. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Working on the chain gang. I bet it never feels like that feeding cattle, does it? I hope not. It shouldn't. If it ever does, call me. Call me, and I'll swap spots with you in a heartbeat. Love to help out. We love our callers here on What's on Your Mind, and our friends at Delta help us celebrate them. One call does it all to Delta. So if you're in the oil and gas industry and you need solutions, you need turnkey well site, flow line, pump jack, fabricating, conditioning models, modular skids, tank batteries, just one source. Boom! Do this, please. Electrical and mechanical design, the survey work, the field engineering, the electrical and mechanical side, the pipe insulation, the temporary flaring, the E&I. They do it all at Delta. Call them at 406-250-8151, online at deltaconstructors.net. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Here's a call that came in during the break. A little confused about our conversation,
Scott,
from the first segment.
I happen to be feeding some cattle right now, and I didn't catch all of this. What's this about feeding cattle and the comedian? Didn't catch it all. Sure is interesting. Maybe you could run over it again. Come on, calves, get out of the way.
So, yeah, okay. Well, appreciate the call, first of all, and glad to know clearly we are number one by a mile with people feeding cattle. And you know what? Nothing warms my heart more. So thank you very much. We've been hearing from folks who wanted to call in, couldn't call in because they were feeding cattle. There was poor reception, but they were contributing to the conversation. So that's what that was going. And you managed to multitask, feed cattle and call in. So you get the Good Guy of the Day award. What we're talking about at the request of some of the listeners when we asked what's on your mind was the White House Correspondents' Dinner and some of the vile, vulgar, horrible things the comedian said about Sarah Huckabee Sanders and others at the event that are, of course, from the Trump administration. President Trump did not go. He said, staff, if you want to go, you go ahead and go, but I'm going to go to Washington, Michigan. And he tweeted out, hey, Washington, Michigan was a big success. Washington, D.C. just didn't work. Everyone is talking about the fact that the White House Correspondents' Dinner was a very big, boring bust. The so-called comedian really bombed. Greg Gutfeld should do it next year, he says.
Amen.
Jonathan Carl, who is a swamp dweller, a reporter with ABC, he is a board member of the White House Correspondents' Association. Anybody here surprised? Me either. He said on Good Morning America this morning, I think the comedian crossed the line, and this went from poking fun to being mean-spirited. So even they agree it was bad news. Yeah. So, happy to talk about this or anything else on your mind. Let us know. Show's called What's on Your Mind for a reason, and we have the whole full hour to talk about what's on your mind. Next hour, we'll tackle opioid abuse and dig into the visit of Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General to North Dakota last week. There's a bit of energy news out today, and that is relating to one company known forever as the Tesoro Refinery, more recently the Endeavor Refinery. There's news today that Marathon Petroleum Corporation, the second largest refiner in the U.S., plans to buy Endeavor, which is a pipeline and refining group, for more than $20 billion. Wall Street Journal reporting on that today. The cash and stock deal values Endeavor at around $150 a share, a roughly 23% premium over the group's closing price on Friday. An official announcement is expected today. Part of the rationale of the deal centers on the company's complementary footprints with Marathon in the east, Endeavor in the west. Regulatory approval could be easier to win, the reporters noted. Just thought I'd let you know, since there are some Marathon employees in the state and probably a whole lot more Endeavor employees in the state wondering what's going on with all that. And that's the news. So there you go. Let's go to Williston and Sherry. Sherry, what is on your mind?
Yeah, I got a question. I heard about all those people on the border down there by San Diego wanted to come into the United States on the basis of being a political refugees. They want asylum. So my question is, they obviously made it through Mexico okay to come into the United States. However, the consensus is they're from Central America. Well, I don't know if that's from Guatemala, Belize, any of that. So my question is, why was Mexico so willing to let all those people through their country to come to our border and sit and want in?
Well, that's not new, Sherry.
Yeah.
That's been a big problem in the past, and happened under the Obama administration in a big way. Those numbers were huge until we said, wait a minute, stop, don't do that.
So what happened to the wall that Mexico has? Why did they let them into Mexico?
I'm pretty sure Mexico has trouble keeping the lights on, right? I mean, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying this is not a country that can control this to the degree they're telling us they can control it.
Yeah,
why,
that kind of
which is why we should control our own destiny, shouldn't we?
Well, absolutely. You know, and I feel for those people, but, you know, we were blessed enough to be born in this country. We have the obligation to take care of our own citizens and, vet those. And, that just bothers me that, they were so easily, it was so easy for them to go through Mexico. Why doesn't Mexico take them in?
Yeah, and Mexico obviously had a part in aiding all of this as well.
Absolutely.
Here's the CNN story. I want to read you part of this, see what you think of this. After a difficult month-long journey from Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border, dozens of asylum-seeking migrants are vowing to remain outside an immigration processing center until every last one is admitted into the country. What do you say to that?
I'd say absolutely not. You better go talk. You know what? If I was Trump, I'd call the Mexican president. I'd call Mexico out on the carpet. Say, hey, these people are in your country. They need help right now. So you take care of them because they're not coming into this country. You know, mate, turn the table. Put the ball in Mexico's court. Then they're the bad person. If they take care of them, then fine. But if they don't, you know.
This is what worries me about the thought process of the people organizing this. They see it as entitlement to come to the United States. You know, again,
it's a blessing,
entitlement. If they are, in fact, fleeing some other Central American country and things are bad there, well, they've gone into Mexico. They've fled the bad. They're now in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that they are entitled, that they can demand, we're coming in, we're going to stay here until the last one of us is in, is pretty breathtaking. I'm completely with you, Sherry. Thanks for the call. Sid in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind today?
Scott, looking forward to seeing you up at Rolog this year, as always. Can't wait. About 120 days, and we'll be there together. A couple of things. The White House staff and all the people that were abused by those correspondents, they show a lot of class, where these correspondents show exactly what they are, but the people that are being abused by them are showing a lot of class. And that's what's impressive about people that really know what the country's about. It really does.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. I'll tell you, Sid, that Kellyanne Conway spoke with Chris Kramer, wife of Kevin Kramer, and this was when they were in the process of deciding whether or not to run for Senate, and talked about how every time she goes on television, horrible, horrific things are said about her, social media and everywhere, and she paused and said, you know what, America's worth it. So I think that's why they do it. But good point, Sid. Appreciate the call and look forward to seeing you at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. That's a great part of fall, for sure, every year. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, and we want to know, 800-228-0550, some interesting take on a number of different stories so far today, and things that are on your mind. Welcome others, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number locally at 701-258-0550. You can always text us as well. Todd at 226-8503. 226-8503 or me, 367-2054. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. A week from today, we're going to be live and on location from MyPillow's world headquarters. Been talking about it for a while. Really looking forward to catching up with Mike Lindell. Always enjoy our conversations with him. And look forward to finding out a little bit more about how they're doing. Seem to be growing and growing and growing. And, of course, our fine listeners have been sponsors for some time, so we appreciate that very much. MyPillow, by the way, is one way you can get a better night's sleep, which leads you to better health. And the most important thing to your health is sleep. Most important thing to your health is sleep. Remember that. You just sleep better. You really do. I was at a Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota this past week. Stayed there on Friday night. My wife brought her MyPillow along. I did not bring mine along. That's Chase. They have nice pillows. And the pillows are fine, but guess what? I woke up with a big old knot in the neck. Took half of Saturday to get rid of it. Don't have that with MyPillow, ever. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Up to 50% off everything. Tell them we sent you. Roger in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Hey, listen, as far as the Correspondence Center, I wouldn't make them apologize. For one is a forced apology really means nothing. But secondly is, I think we should all be thanking Sarah Sanders for taking one for the team and exposing the hatred and hypocrisy of the left by showing up like that. That was absolutely a no-win scenario for them doing that.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think there is value in seeing this, value in it being exposed so people understand this. And here's the other thing. This isn't like the media over there. And then Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, the liberal leadership over there, they're one and the same. This is all one big giant swamp, and Donald Trump's not part of that club. And so this is the treatment you get. This is the treatment your staff gets when you're not part of that club. Couldn't be more right, Roger. 100%, 100% right. Agree or disagree? Agree or disagree, you tell me either way at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number today on the program. I got to get to some more texts here. But those callers, they come first, don't they, Todd? We make sure they... Holy buckets, we got texts. A lot of people feeding cattle today. Yeah. The leftists in the media and the liberal Dems continue to jump the shark. You know what that means? folks, when you're jumping the shark? Todd, how would you put that into a term we could understand?
Well, I mean, it all comes from that episode of Happy Days where Arthur Fonzarelli was out in SoCal and decided he's or wherever they were. I thought it was Southern California. And there was this shark, and I'm going to jump the shark like it was a big deal. That show completely tanked after that.
Yeah, that marked the end of it.
Did it really?
Yep.
Yep. That's where it came from. And, yeah.
You said Happy Days.
Yeah. The Fonz.
Well, Happy Days didn't tank, did it? That was a booming success, no?
It was right until that episode. Yeah. Once he jumped the shark, that was the end of the show.
But help me understand, though. You know, when I hear the term jump the shark, it's always somebody that's, you know, okay, they just got to get one step ahead of it and go too far, and it's a miserable fail. That's what
over.
I think when
yep.
I think of jump.
That's yeah. what it was, yep.
Okay,
yep.
So what was he doing to be stupid in the episode?
It just jumping had nothing a shark. To do with, yeah, Happy Days or anything to do with Happy Days. It was just this stupid thing that everybody just went away from Happy Days after that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulous show, no?
He cleared the shark, by the way, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He did, huh?
But that was like supposedly some big deal. And yeah, you're right. I mean, that was really the, you know, was the show kind of heading toward an end? Yeah, you could argue that, but certainly that was a pivotal point there where it really was like, okay, enough. This is just stupid.
So the leftists in the media and the liberal Dems continue to jump the shark, thinking the center of the country is not paying attention, but we are. P.S. Also feeding cattle. Oh, we love you. We do indeed. That's the media for you. Cheap shots are us, says another.
True.
They wet their fingers, they put them to the wind, and now we're throwing pseudo-comedian under the bus. I hadn't heard of her before either. Hopefully won't again. I don't even want to know her name. Good morning, Scott and Todd. I'm furious. Why our country should care about those illegals when our country can't take care of our own. What kind of country do we have here? Not cool to rip on Sarah Sanders and Sessions needs to go as undercover Dem. He's an undercover
Dem. Let's
stick
by my earlier statement that if that wasn't bullying, then what is? To me, that was bullying on display.
Texter says, I think you should swap places with a rancher feeding cattle until calf check doesn't cover expenses in the fall. I didn't say I was taking over the checkbook. I just said I was doing the work. what do you think about Heidi's new ad? I would assume you're talking about the family ad. We kind of talked about that previously. You know, I've heard people say it's a really good ad, and in the sense that it's not a typical political ad. It's family and joshing around and talking about different things. The criticism mainly has been the fact that it was used before, and it was an ad that was used in a previous campaign and not new. I'm going to steer away from any commentary related to Heidi Heitkamp and the campaign today. However, but I appreciate your call mainly because we, I don't know if you knew this, but I did share it on Facebook last night. Heidi's mother passed away yesterday. And so we certainly keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and nobody needs to worry about campaigning or campaigns or ads or anything today. Worry about all those memories they have with their mom. I did send Heidi an ode. Told her that I was praying for her and the repose of the soul of her mother. Did the same with Joel. So I hope that you know him, you do the same, and certainly at a minimum, keep them in your prayers. Gail sends a note. Hey, I watched the coverage this weekend on the border. Since we do allow immigrants to tell us what we're going to do from another country, they taunted us and horrible signs, and we're supposed to listen to them. It's our country, not theirs. Then there were other illegal immigrants on the U.S. side holding welcome signs. Nothing surprises me. Adam found us a Wikipedia definition for Jump the Shark. And, in fact, it does include Fonzie, the water skis, and the Happy Days episode. But he did jump the shark. Right? He did pull it off, but
yes,
it was the end.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He's done.
It's a dumb pivotal point in the show.
All right, back to the phones at 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Love our listeners. Love our listeners. Go ahead, Bob. You're up. What's on your mind?
How you doing, guys? Good morning. I just want to say before my comment, I want to say that's very classy You know, just refraining from any Heidi commentary today out of respect for her mother passing away. I just think that's really classy and honorable, and that's what conservatives are about. You certainly wouldn't find that sort of thought mindset coming from the liberals. So I just want to tip my hat to you guys for that. That's very nice, Scott. So my comment, you know who that Michelle Wolf, you know who her daughter is?
Michelle Wolf's daughter. You're talking about the comedian. I'm trying to avoid giving her any publicity, but you're talking about the White House correspondent or comedian. No, her daughter. I don't. Do you guys? Anybody else?
Yeah, the one who was ripping Sarah, you know. Turns out
I do not.
Her daughter is the, I heard it on an earlier radio show, her daughter is the catch me outside little brat, very mouthy little brat that was on Donahue. I don't know if you remember a while back. And she got a lot of, I don't know, I guess you'd call it fame, from her mouth on Donahue. That's her daughter. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
Well, I don't know the girl you're talking about, but it sounds like she got some coaching from mom, according to your description.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy the show. I enjoy the show, and I'll keep listening here. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Bye-bye.
258-0550. Can be anything that's on your mind today. Let us know. Maybe it's baby Elfie. See the baby Elfie passed away on Saturday? Been following this at all? It's the second one now that I recall following. Baby Charlie was another. And I'll just give you my quick take on it. But welcome yours as well. We should never live in a place that claims to stand for freedom, that takes away your ability to make decisions related to the health and well-being of yourself or your children. That was the saddest part of me of this whole baby Elfie thing, that his parents wanted to go elsewhere, wanted to take him out of the country. And the healthcare system and the laws in England said, no, you can't do that. So they took the baby. First of all, they ordered the baby off of life support. The baby lives for some time, and then they wouldn't let you take the baby elsewhere. The baby died on Saturday. That sound like freedom to you? Sound like freedom to anyone? Awful. Absolutely awful. It was one I was following more on social media. I think we got a call one day saying, hey, I want more coverage of it. And I mentioned we were following it there. Never enough time to do all of it. Texter says, former CIA Obama head John Brennan, working for MSNBC and NBC, full of bias and hatred towards President Trump, heavily involved in full-on coup versus President Trump, also still receiving security clearance. What? When somebody says, what, W-H-A-T, all caps, and then with about 5 exclamation points, Todd, that's how I say it. I don't know how you say it when you get a text like that, but I tend to try and convey the lingo in the text. You know what I'm saying? What? How'd I do there? Is that okay? That work for you? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else says, Bob had it wrong. That was not accurate. That was not her daughter. Okay. Another says, Todd is right. Bullying. The left is good at it. Also, I'm feeding mailboxes.
Let's reframe that one because you don't hear too many Todd is right texts.
Todd is right.
I'm going to save the few that come in.
Nor on the same text that says, I'm feeding mailboxes. So that must be a postman. Way to go. I love it. More coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, you don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place.
Hey,
this is not
sit down.
Sit down. All right, Dan.
All right, so this is the mouthy little girl that was on Dr. Phil. I think Bob Grafton said Dr. or Phil Donahue. Not, you know, not Dr. Phil. He was saying Phil Donahue. Of course, Phil Donahue hasn't been on for a long time. So, and we did verify it's not the same daughter. I'm guessing what Bob thought. Saw was probably given the fact that the comedian at the White House Correspondents' Dinner was plenty mouthy this weekend, somebody doing some sort of a mean and saying, you know, this is what she sounds like, the cash me outside girl from Dr. Phil. But anyway, just wanted to straighten all that out. So thanks to Manny, who knew exactly who Bob was talking about. We got it straightened out. Pedro in Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wondering why everybody's after the illegal aliens when the Native Americans are hollering, sovereign nation, they're tax exempt. But yet, that means that their own country, but yet they get to vote for our politicians, and they get free housing, free food, free fuel, free everything, free medical, free dental. In the United States, out of United States taxpayers' money. But they're a sovereign nation.
Right. Well, and of course, because of a decades old, I mean, they're apples and oranges, really, aren't they? I mean, when somebody's trying to cross illegally into the United States and then take advantage of services in getting here illegally and coming here illegally, and in some cases, obviously, with, you know, sanctuary cities hiding from crimes, that's different than someone that is here and has been, you know, enrolled member of a reservation that does have, in fact, an agreement with the United States going back however many years. They're apples and oranges, are they not? I mean, I understand what you're saying. I think what you're saying is I want productive members of society, and I want people here, you know, going to work, taking advantage of the American dream and not waiting for somebody to hand them something. I think is what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, most of the illegals that come in here take our jobs, and they're complaining about the illegals taking our jobs. Well, Native Americans are a sovereign nation, means their own country. Well, they're not part of the United States. Why do they get any? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I just think it's apples and oranges. I mean, when you say, why do people complain about illegal immigrants, and that they should complain about, you know, Native Americans that are not. I think, again, regardless of, first of all, let's deal with people here legally, and Native Americans are here legally, all right, and everyone else within our borders. Take advantage of the American dream, roll up your sleeves, build what you want to build, become what you want to become, shape your own future. That's what I want as a conservative, and I think I hear you saying as well. The idea that, okay, you know, don't pick on illegal immigrants, because let's pick on, I don't want to pick on anybody. I just want people to take advantage of the system. And by the way, if you're not here legally, you know, down at the border waiting to get in because you can, let me in, I'm going to complain about that all day long. It's wrong.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, taxpayers are fed up with all of this people getting stuff for free. I'm a taxpayer. I can afford insurance for myself, but I can't afford medical insurance for my wife. And other people get it for free. Almost like United States is paying people not to work. And nobody's realizing that.
Appreciate the call.
Disgusting.
Pedro, I hear you. I think there's plenty of reform left to do. I think we're making some progress, but plenty of reform left to do, no doubt about it. Appreciate your comments. Thanks for sharing what's on your mind. Another call from Bismarck. Go ahead, you're next.
Scott, Todd, thank you for the voice of reason that you provide us every day.
Thank you.
I have a request.
Yes.
I think you know who I am. I wrote something a number of years ago, and I'd like to send it to you in honor of Memorial Day coming up for our veterans.
Well,
with one request, that you keep me anonymous.
Okay, sure. Of course. Yep.
I thank you.
That's not a
problem. And let's address this Native nation. We allow them that because we took their dignity and their pride away, and this gives them a sense of pride. Let's not forget the contributions they've made militarily, too.
Right. I mean, there was a transaction. There was an agreement. I happen to think
yes.
The agreement didn't necessarily benefit Native Americans. It sort of said, here's a quote unquote safety nest that you know, needs some help. But you're right. It's a different agreement altogether. Can I give you my address so you can mail that to me?
Yes. Go ahead.
So just send it to 3301, 3301, University Drive South.
3301.
University Drive.
Mm-hmm.
South. Yep, Fargo 58104.
Got it. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
That's the best spot. Obviously, it works to also go to 3500 East Rossman, Bismarck as well, but not there.
No,
as much.
I'll send it to Fargo.
If you send it to Fargo, then I'll get a chance to get it, and I'll read it, and I'll keep you anonymous, and I love getting our listeners' mail. That's a very wonderful thing. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.